Hi guys, welcome to Talks with Maria in episode 117. We are talking about client results and a little sweet letter to all of my coaches, strategists, mentors, guides out there. Please remember to check out Talks with Maria, and if you have any questions about working with me, send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com. Let's begin. Hi everyone, welcome to Talks with Maria. Today I wanted to talk about something very important to me, and it is getting my clients results. And one of the things that, you know, the pressure of being a coach, an expert, and a strategist is that we put on ourselves the pressure of getting our clients results, right? Getting to have our clients show up every day in their lives so that they can make a difference and impact in the revenue that they receive in their business, and then the mindset that they have along the way. And one of the misconceptions about, you know, investing in your business is that you don't just throw money at the problem, you actually do the work. You know, any kind of program you get into, any kind of course you get into, you don't just invest in it and then it's a magical pill and things work smoothly and everything becomes, baking cookies and orgasms. However, it is the other way around, and it is being able to work every day, even when your coaching calls are bi-weekly, weekly, or let's say you are doing group coaching and you're just jumping on a call with the other people. You have to do the work every day. The reason why is because you're really doing this program so that you can get some sort of huge result that without the program, you wouldn't get it, right? And one of the things about online services is that, yes, you can download digital products, you can download, you know, courses and video training and all of these amazing things that, you know, these organizations, these online enterprises have for you. But, you know, the actual start of the program is when you start applying all of these things on a daily basis, right? And the issue that I'm having is that I feel like a lot of the times clients only work for maybe 1 or 2 days out of the week, or maybe 3 days at most, 4 days at most, and then the rest they just turn their brain off, or the rest they turn to whatever vice they have that distracts them. You know, whether you're binge watching a series or you're, I don't know what it is. If you work a day job, you know, no pun intended there, but if you really want to make some dang changes, you got to work for it, right? And I had a client this week tell me, I'm just not motivated. Just not inspired to do this every day. And it just disappointed me, you know. And I think that's the human side to me, because as a coach, we shouldn't judge, you know, people's places. Like, wherever they're at is where they're at. And then as a coach, our jobs are to move them to that next level, or move them to that next pillar that they want to move to, right? And, you know, I think there is a part of me that I'll take responsibility of feeling disappointing. You know, I'll feel that disappointed feeling of, man, you know, they're only if they knew that if they just actively worked on this every day, you know, and not systems, not the technical stuff, I mean mindset. You know, if you worked on your mindset every single day, saying affirmations that work towards and help you achieve your goals, you know, reading books, watching YouTube videos that help you with your mindset at least once a day, you know, or picking up a book while you're taking a shit. You take a shit every fucking day. Pick up a fucking book while you're taking a shit. You know what I mean? Pick up a book, read a few lines, feel a little bit inspired, get some seeds planted in there that change your emotions about something, that change your behavior, that create a new action, that helps you achieve goal A. You know what I mean? And it's just one of those things where it's like, gosh, you know, I really wish there was like a coach forum where I could be like, gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do with this client who it's like she's spinning her wheels. And it's like, well, you're not doing the work. You know, this isn't a one day out of the 7 days to work. You work at the very least 40 hours a week, just like a full-time job. You know, if you do a part-time job, then you're going to get part-time results. Unless you fucking luck out and you just fucking crazy manifesting monster, right? And in order for you to be a manifesting monster, and what I mean by that is someone that can easily attract to them, you know, what they're looking to achieve. If you're able to manifest this kind of like crazy shit, then you don't need me, you know, because ultimately you are like killing the game. You know, ultimately, you're making shit turn into gold, and you don't need my help. You don't need me to be able to work on your mindset, work on your growth, and work on being able to attract the money that you want in your life, right? And that's the problem. That's the problem here. And it's really interesting because, you know, that's the fucking song that people are singing, and it's fucking annoying me. I am so candid right now, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. This is just, you know, you gotta work. That's all it is. You gotta work. So if you are a coach and you have clients under your belt, I want you to take a deep breath and woosah. Because what we do, you know, coaching, mentoring, helping other people achieve whatever results, you know, your program offers, your course offers, working with you offers, it's a noble job. You know, because as coaches, we're also human. And as coaches, we also have our own stuff. You know, I'm a mother of two. Aside from having my coaching business, my husband has his own business that I help him with. And, you know, it is a lot to be able to jump on these calls with your client and show up for them 100% and really support them in however way they need at that moment. And every case is different. You know, I've talked to millions of different kinds of entrepreneurs who are dabbling in different types of fields, and they all come from different backgrounds with their own limiting beliefs and stories and their own, you know, saga playing in their head. And it takes, you know, someone to really pivot gracefully when the time calls for it, you know. And you actually have to pivot, and what I mean by pivot is take the conversation in a different direction, in a direction that is upwards, every maybe 3 or 4 times in one call, you know, because there's a lot of stories, you know, that your clients will tell you as to why things aren't happening, or the reason why, you know, she can't do this, or she can't do that, or she's not getting this result, or, you know, why, you know, cold marketing isn't effective, or why video is terrifying for another client, or why self-confidence is an issue for another client, you know. And having to show up in a way that's consistent, in a way that is powerful and can move your clients out of their funk, takes a level of your own self-awareness as a person, right? And another thing to that is that, you know, the words that my clients use, the language they use, is a window to what they believe about themselves.
you know. And anytime I hear like any kind of like negativity, oh, I can't do that, that's not going to work. That's negative, right? I can't do that, that's not going to work. Well, why can't you and why won't it work kind of question, you know. And I'm not good at that. I'm terrified of doing that. Well, why? Have you tried? And, you know, it takes a lot of being able to put a mirror up in front of your clients and really allowing them to reflect what they're showcasing. And in order for breakthroughs to really happen, you know, you need to have that kind of level of awareness as a coach, as a person, as a human being, to be able to spot those insecurities, those fallacies that they've made up in their head, and to be able to call it out gracefully, respectfully, you know, according to how you talk to your clients. You know, maybe one client you talk a different way, another client you talk another way. You know, and that's not good or bad, that's just what it is. And maybe that's how you figured out how to connect and build rapport with your clients. And the biggest thing is that, you know, I want a lot of these coaches out here to relieve themselves of the pressure of, you know, getting your clients' results. Relieve yourself of the pressure. I say this: as long as you show up for what you committed to, right? Whether it is your coaching calls, whether it is community group coaching calls within the group, you know, whether it is delivering modules, trainings, videos, PDFs, worksheets, workbooks, whatever have you, as long as you show up and deliver, the client's results is not connected to how good your program is. The client's results is not connected to how good your program is. Now, time and time again, a lot of people go into courses, they pay thousands and thousands of dollars, or they'll pay $40 or $100, whatever have you. And sometimes people won't do the work. And that's the truth. Some people don't do the work. They buy into a program, hope that it's the magic pill, and they hope that money just flows to them. And that's a shortcut. A lot of people tend to buy programs for shortcuts. And in the world of business and entrepreneurship, creating wealth, there's a lot of inner work that has to be done. A lot of mindset work, a lot of discovering what your limiting beliefs are, removing those limiting beliefs, and then installing new entrepreneurship, creating wealth beliefs that align with you as a business owner. And that does not require one person to do work for one day out of the week to get true results. You do this every day. You say your affirmations every day. You journal, if not every day, every other day, right? You talk about things to people. If you have a mindset mastermind, or if you have a community where you do some, I don't know, talking things, like where you speak and do presentations, any kind of work like that where you're giving and you're sharing, is all mindset work. You know, anywhere you're consuming good, nutritious information for your mind is mindset work. Binge watching TV is not mindset work. Scrolling through your timeline aimlessly is not mindset work. Video games aren't mindset work. You know, dabbling in things that are not positive is not mindset work. And, you know, I wonder sometimes, well, you know, if you're going to invest thousands of dollars in a program, what are you doing the other half of the time? Are you dicking around? You know what I mean? Are you just, I don't understand it. You know, and one of the things is that, you know, we all have our lives. We all have people we need to take care of. We all, you know, we have our shit. I get it. But if someone wants it bad enough, you got to do this daily. You got to do the work daily. And, you know, you're changing a behavior that you've been putting in action for your entire life. And in order for you to make that behavior change, and you need to have, you know, different actions behind all of your emotions, you have to do it daily. And you have to be, you have to have the crazy drive, you know, that obsession where you think about it constantly. You know, you shower, you're thinking about it. You're taking a shit, you're thinking about it. You're having sex and it's like, okay, I'm thinking about it, right? And when you don't have that obsession, I would question, well, why are you doing this? And if you're just doing this to look cool, then you're definitely not in it for the long haul, and you're not in it to win it. You're just in it for perception, and you're in it to seek approval from someone outside of you. And that why is a fleeting why, and it's a weak why. You need to have a strong why as to why you do all of this, you know? So for the coaches out there, you know, release yourself of the pressure of wanting so bad for your clients to bring results to their lives. You know, you can deliver all you want, but the last thing you can do is physically take your client out of their bed by the ear and put them in front of their laptop and start going through the modules with them. You can do that. And, you know, that's just a part of the game. We can't force people in action. They have to be motivated and inspired when we are not around to be able to drive results into their lives. All right, that's it, guys. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Super excited to be able to share this with you guys. If you guys want support, definitely let me know. I'll put in my scheduling link and we can chat sometime next week. Have a good day. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.